USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two young children who fell from the top of a Boston parking garage on Christmas were likely killed by their mother before she jumped to her own death. The evidence collected thus far suggests that these deaths were very likely a double murder-suicide, according to Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins. The mother, Erin Pascal, age 40, and her two children, Allison, age 4, and Andrew, 1.5, were found in the city's Roxbury neighborhood. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Japan executed its first foreigner in 10 years. Wei Wei, age 40, was hanged at a detention center where he had been on death row for more than 16 years. Wei was convicted of robbing and killing a clothing store owner and his wife and two children. He and two Chinese accomplices dumped the bodies into the ocean after attaching weights to them. Japan has maintained the death penalty despite growing international criticism. Amnesty International said the hanging showed Japan's shocking lack of respect for the right to life. The Trump campaign launched a website to help the president's supporters win arguments with their liberal snowflake friends and family over the holidays. The website, aptly named snowflakevictory.com, gives Trump allies pointers for talking about a range of issues from the economy to the border wall to socialism. Instead of avoiding political discussions over the holiday, as some articles suggest, the campaign says it's showing people how to actually win them. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Kevin Spacey posted another holiday video. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The latest video is titled KTWK, as in Kill Them With Kindness, showing Kevin Spacey as his character in House of Cards, Frank Underwood, in a holiday sweater, sitting by a fireplace, stoking the flames.
The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
Spacey posted a similar video last year, vaguely addressing the sexual assault allegations that have derailed his career. He was accused in 2017 of sexual assault by over a dozen people.
California is proposing to restrict widespread auto insurance practices that regulators say benefit wealthy, well-educated white people above others. The State Department of Insurance proposed regulations that would prohibit insurance companies from using so-called affinity groups to discriminate based on educational attainment or income level, among other factors. The state's insurance department, investigating such groups earlier this year, found that many insurance companies were effectively using group discounts to cherry-pick members, while people of color and lower-income motorists were left in the slow lane. The bulk of the drivers already fall into lower-income categories, according to one insurance association, and the American Property Casualty Insurance Association said similar discount programs are offered in 47 other states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.